It's a good lesson. Pestilence could be disease too. I'm gonna take about 3 minutes. Sometimes we don't know how to apply like Psalms 91. Pestilence could be sword, it could be dangerous, disease. Measles on the rise in this country. Been dead 50 years. Because we get so smart and paranoid at the same time. If you don't get your vaccination, stay away. They've been working for the last 60 years. Don't try to kill me. Don't let the devil use you to try to kill me. So kids and people are dying around the country. They even got cases here. Totally eradicated. Tuberculosis on the rise. Stuff that you ain't seen in, man, you got to be kidding. 70 years. You didn't see them people in what they called the Iron Chamber. When people was panicking and dying because you weren't born. And we don't study history. Diseases on the rise. You ain't even like I'm fighting hard to beat type 2 diabetes. I ain't never seen so many people with type 2 diabetes, pre-diabetes, diabetes, heart disease, chronic lung disease, kidney disease. Because somehow Psalms 91 ain't applicable to you. Mental disease, all kind of stuff. And we don't pay no attention to it because they got a pill or a shot or something for it. But how do you get away from it? Dwelling under the shadow. Dwelling there. Right? That is, he used, Minister Evans gave a great analogy of that cotton field in a tree. I know where water at. But that shade is going to be imperative about 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock when the sun is at its peak. When the heat is turned on in your life, the hottest, only a dum-dum runs away from God. When you having the most pressure in your life, in your marriage, only a crazy person, spiritually crazy, run away from God. Pestilence incorporates famine. How many of y'all got y'all 6 to 9 months? Great. So you don't even care if the military get paid because you're good. You see how God will be trying to protect us? Just like Joseph was trying to protect them people from famine. For 3 years, he'd been telling you, get your 3 to 6 to 9 months. For 3 whole years or better. And then we tripping because y'all got a borderline insane president. He 80-something years old. Your mind ain't as sharp as it was when you was 40. Matter of fact, I think maybe Joe Biden was, but they the oldest presidents in the history. Everything ain't firing like it was when they was 50. But if you had your 6 to 9 months, you would be sad. So all this stuff is happening, and I only say this to say this, if you'll stay close to God, you ain't got to worry about all that stuff. People get upset, first thing they do is leave. You said they move, they start moving back, move back, then they're gone. Let me say this. If every time you come to church, you are looking for a word, you are in bad shape. Every Sunday, you should, especially if it's altering a week prior word. You're not in good shape. You're not abiding under the shadow. You're not close enough to God to know, brother, what he wants from you. And then you work that thing. You just keep working it. You under pressure. You keep working it. The abiding under the shadow is the care and the protection of God. Does God know how to take care of his people? Can he take care of you? Do you know what I found interesting? I think it's in, this just came to my mind. I think it's Deuteronomy 30. I want to say midway in there, 15, 16, 17. He said, I set before you life and death. I set it before you. Now think about this. A good and evil. Life and death, good and evil. He said, I set it. But God said, I set it before you. Meaning sometimes a thing may not necessarily be something that looks bad, but you think it's good for you. And the only way you can prove to God that you will follow him over anything else, he must allow another option to be put there. He must give you an option, Jasmine. He put two churches before you. One good, one not. That's the only way he can determine if you're going to follow him. He can't puppetize you. He has to put an option before you. Like a man that has to follow his wife around because he feel like he's cheating her, he never should have married that woman. A man that has to follow his wife around or her husband around, she never should have married that man. The whole point of him proving his love to you is that he has to be exposed to other. If you love me, then you dwell with me. If you don't, then you go out there with Shaquita. And you got to be able to open the door. Some of us, if our lives would be, let me just say this real quick, because I'm going to show you something. It was actually Deacon Sanders. Did I get it right? Yeah, I did. Somewhere up in there. Take that down. Put the screensaver up there. That scripture says that the righteous. Put that up there. Real. Pull it up. Pull it up on your Bible. Don't. How many? Some of y'all need to get a paper Bible. You don't know the Bible good enough to have it on the phone. You need a paper Bible, and you will retain more by flipping. You'll learn the books. You'll retain more than that cell phone. Get you a paper Bible. If you don't got them, we got them back there. But in Psalms 92, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish, not houses of the Lord, the house of the Lord, where he wants you, in the courts of God. They shall bring forth fruit in their old age. They shall be fat. Fat is anointed, and they'll flourish. Right? Fat is like the anointing. The anointing destroys the yoke. So watch this. I wish everybody was here. At the beginning of this year, Sister Baker, the word was, Sister Sims, that this was supposed to be a year that was going to elevate people. Right? You don't know. You don't even pay attention to it. But what was the word at the beginning of the year, Sister Sanders? Shout it out. Huh? Time to thrive. Time to thrive. Stand up if your life has been, I'm counting me. Stand up if your life has been thrived and it continues. She's like, don't lie though. Don't lie, because if you stuck, don't lie. Your life thrived, or it was. Okay, now sit down. Watch this. Some of you don't feel like your life, a lot of people, and I had to tell her, she said, it didn't seem like if a lot of, I said, no, it's not a lot. It's a few. Some people's lives have been at this trajectory since the first day of the year, mine included. Like everything. Everything. Watch this. So what God has showed me is that what was happening to people is they started unhooking. They started unhooking to things that they were told to do. And then things started, it created a gap. It created a gap between what God was doing and stoppage. So like in a car, you got a piston in your car, a spark plug. If that gap is too big in that car, it won't start, it'll misfire. But the car ain't gonna run. And it's new because you replaced the old one. But the gap is too big in it, so when the car try to fire, the car won't fire because the gap is too big in the spark plug. So watch this. This is what he says, Sister Keena. I'm just gonna read it to you. So the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. A lot of you fighting and have fought against dead to sin and alive to Christ. If you ain't righteous or practicing righteousness, then you're unrighteous. Huh? So if you don't like dead to sin and alive to Christ, it's because a lot of times, I posted it in our blog today, anytime the Bible hits a person in a place that they don't like, they say you're being legalistic. They say you're being legalistic. You're being legal. You're just being, but the righteous flourish. Who flourishes? Who don't flourish? Not a person that you're righteous in the eyes of God, but your behavior of things could be unrighteous behavior. Could unroot what God was doing. So watch this, Minister Avery. This is what people start doing. Things that God had gave me for people to do, they started unhooking from it. So I never stopped words of encouragement. Y'all did. See, what that word of encouragement was doing for you, you sought God from last Friday to the current Friday. You're communing with God. God is downloading. You're walking in a place with God. And then you, for 10 minutes, you done spent a whole week building your personal self up in God, in the things of God, and spit it out. And then you still on the upcline. But you stopped word of encouragement. I didn't tell you to. You did. Because what they started doing, the truth of it is, some of the younger saints stopped doing words of encouragement because almost none of the leaders was doing it. So the leaders was training them to stop, whether they knew it or not. Then what else happened? What else happened? We used to have about 15, almost 20 people on the list for prayer. So what they was doing, they had to get crunk up 3 days prior to pray 30 minutes. So they was praying in the morning. They was praying at lunch. They making sure their spirit is right because people know when you're empty. So they praying in the morning and they building up. This list come out on Sunday. They ain't got it to Friday. They done spent a whole week preparing for 30 minutes. So they communing with God. What are they doing? They getting themselves built up, their spirit, because the righteous gonna flourish. So the leaders start coming off. The truth of it is, definitely no men's law. I don't think, I only see Minister Avery, but I don't know, I can't see behind Team Stranger. Somebody just put Team Stranger or Team Avis. I don't know who behind the camera. But the truth of it is, I only really seen, like, by name, two other men even log on in the whole church, and that's Avery, Daryl Avery, and Brother Guess. And all the other leaders came off. Then what happened? Then the regular members started falling off. Because we're talking about abiding under the shadow of the mighty still. What was happening was you would stop abiding under the shadow. And I never said nothing to you. So what was happening when you was coming off words of encouragement and coming off prayer, you creating this gap, and then you wonder why your spiritual car won't fire no more, and you was going up the hill, but it sputtered. Now it won't start. Now it's just like anything else in life. You're not gravity ain't gonna let you hold that position. Gravity is gonna put pressure on it. Even if it's a rainstorm, the gravity, if a snowstorm, if it's a wind, I don't care if you put the emergency brake on or not. The dirt gonna slide if the car don't slide. So what was happening is your life was backpedaling because you came off any words of encouragement. You came on prayer. Prayer for before the services is empty. We're talking about abiding in the shadow of the mighty because you said this is supposed to be a year of flourishing. And it's because you stopped doing what you, then people still have marital problems. Because they wasn't abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, spiritual people do spiritual things. Then what else happened? The chapter day. I even gave you a phrase to kind of make it attractive to you. A chapter a day keep the devil away. The devil ain't away from me because you don't read your chapter a day. You don't have nothing to fire against him when he coming against you. So what was happening was you were being disobedient to God's instructions. See, I told you he put two choices before you, because if he don't put two things before you, then he's controlling your life rather than you having a desire to be close to the things of God. But you picked up more hours and your kids in 50 different sports. And then you picked up 95 classes. And then you got to sleep 12 hours a day. You got to travel the other 3 months. So when you started backpedaling, look at somebody and say, you could have brought all that on yourself. You brought it all on yourself. Humanity is equal. Divinity is different. And as God used people, even though we all adults, we're not all the same. So when you in a church and God is giving you the instructions and it's working, that means that everything that took you like this began in the realm of the spirit. The minute you stop doing the spiritual things that God give you, you go this way. Whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? I ain't getting no answer. So now the marriage is busted, the finance is busted, under demonic attack, oppressive spirits, because you're saved. He can't get you. He can't possess you. But he can affect you through oppressive things. Because what happened was all that stuff was keeping you abiding in God's care and protection, but you didn't want that. Ooh-wee, I like this. You didn't want it. You started doing everything other than what God told you in this house. You did everything other than what he gave me to tell you to do. And then you have the veracity to question what God is telling me to do. And it was working until you went in reverse. You stopped abiding under the shadow. I want you to feel just like that. I want you to think about everything that's being said. You stopped it. Just because I let you preach don't mean we equal. Just because I let you teach or pray, we're not equal. Amen. I'll say it. We're not equal. Stay up under the shadow. The shadow will keep the devil from burning you up. Amen. The shadow will keep the devil from wrecking your life. I didn't stop no intercessory prayer. I didn't take nobody off the list. You came off. I didn't stop word of encouragement. You stopped it. I didn't stop the word, the chapter day. You stopped that. Nobody has to beg people to come to prayer before a worship experience. You serving. You should be there anyway. You stopped showing up. Amen. Now, if you want to fix all these things from coming up against you, you still got 3 months to make this work. I say you still got 3 months to get everything else that you done messed up for the last 4 months because you thought you was equal to me. You thought you was equal to co-pastor. I don't care how gifted you are. Your gift will never work nowhere. Giftings submit to call offices. I don't care how anointed your gift is. If your gift ain't submitted to my calling, it's ineffective. It is nothing. Now, do you want to go up or not? Get the word of encouragement going back. You never going to get no chance to speak up here. You ain't even ready for it. That screen is your protection. That screen is your protection because you can have it right up there and you can just go with it. You ain't ready. You're not even ready for none of this yet. Amen. But what it was doing, it was building you up. It was protecting your mind. It was protecting some of your marriages. Financially, some of us started coming back. You went up on the few, some of you still in it, up on the great financial oppression right now because of disobeying what God was telling me to tell you to do. Huge financial problems. Look this way, please. Nobody know I'm talking to you until you start looking around and looking down. When God is trying to get the church to abide under the shadow of the Almighty, it's so that he can care for us, so he can protect us. And he put both choices before you to see if you was going to select the right thing. And the whole time you've been over there, you've been getting toe up. I say too much. The whole time you've been disobeying what God, everything that's been good that's happened in your life has happened in this church, and you've been going up until you start messing around with other things and other people. I know what's on my life. I know what people think on theirs. Mine been proven. Hers been proven. Has yours. Okay, so let's just stay under the shadow of the Almighty together then. Is that a good plan? We're just going to stay up under the shadow of the Almighty. He's going to care for us. He's going to protect us. You tell your neighbor, say, you still got 3 months to thrive. Tell him, say, I'm glad you're mad. Because you knew you was wrong anyway. Tell them, say, you knew you was wrong anyway because you was convicted the whole time. You was convicted the whole time. Secrets are of the devil. Anything you got to hide, you know that's not God. Amen. Anything you got to hide, you know that's demonic. If a husband is hiding money from his wife, he know he wrong. If she hide it, she knows she wrong. God want to bless us the last 3 months of the year. Are you ready for it? He want to give some people some testimonies the last few years. But he not going to bless your disobedience because you're abiding outside on your own. You know what is so funny? You know, so interesting? Actually, I've been up since like before 3 o'clock. this morning. I heard you when you left home. But what I was reading was John 15. Abiding in him. Do you know what's so interesting? You know what's so interesting? Bible said at 8:30. You ain't getting out there at 8 o'clock. You know what's so interesting? He says, if the branch abides in the tree, it'll bear fruit. If a branch abides alone, it dies. Now, that don't even take no real interpretation, Sister Brown. All that means is that when you was engrafted into the tree called IDF, everything was alive. When you separated, everything started dying in your life. Because here's the thing. A tree can survive without a branch. But a branch is going to die without the tree. We will survive without any branch. But can you survive without the tree? We can survive without any branch. But can you survive without the tree? No, the branch apart is going to die. It is going to wither. So you're blaming the church because you disconnected. People are blaming their church because they disconnected. When is men's and women's fellowship? Disconnect. When is Bible study? No show, disconnect. When is Sunday service? Sunday. Don't make no more. See? Disconnect. When is prayer before service? 30 minutes before Monday, Wednesday, or Sunday. You ain't there. Disconnect. When it's online prayer, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you ain't there. Disconnect. Is this making any sense? That's why you've been sliding back. You've been disconnected. You're dying, and it's, don't look at nobody, say, and it's all your fault. It's all your fault. If we'll do what we told, God will reset you back to normal. If you don't, it's on you. Choose life. Some of us not in some good shape. That's your fault. Choose life. Are there some Sundays you got to sit through a sermon for her? Because you came in already full. Why didn't he need to be talking to you? It's a worship experience for you. She thirsty for a word. This is why you got to be built up in all those other areas. So the Sunday that he ain't talking to you, you should be able to make it another week. Say, abide under the shadow. You should be able to make it a week. I didn't get nothing today. No, because you were supposed to come in with something today. I didn't get nothing. That one for me. No, you're supposed to come in with something today, not take nothing away. Ask your neighbor, are you a giver or a taker? Takers just take. Church, home, job, stores. I hope you ain't still enjoying, because you're in the wrong state to be stealing, because stand to your feet. You don't want to be judged by your peers in this state. They're going to put you under the jailhouse. Because they like Trump. They're going to take it out on you, so don't steal in there. Clap your hands for the Lord. You shouldn't have never gave me the microphone. Now I done taught my lesson for last week. Next week, I ain't got nothing to teach, so you got to teach again. You should have just left me alone. I ain't say nothing through the whole service. Because I was trying to save my stuff for next week. But now you got it. What you going to do with it, though? The first thing you should do, you should go back to getting on Word of Encouragement. You don't have no opportunity to preach up here this year. You don't get no, ain't no opportunities to preach up here this week unless I'm out the state or sick, and I ain't going to be neither. So you got opportunity to prosper to get your little stuff out. Not opportunity to prosper. You got words of encouragement to get your little words out. If you want to scream, you want to shout, you want to exhort, where can you do it at? You can do it on prayer. You can get online. Read the prayer. You can flow out of your spirit. The written prayer is a guide to get you through it, not so you can just read something that, like a little robot. You can pray out of your spirit as God would give you utterance. Utterance comes from the spirit. The prayer is to keep you in line with our needs. But if you need to get it out of your system, you should be here before services praying. You should be online praying. If you don't know your Bible, where should you be? Sunday school. And you don't need a cell phone. You don't know the Bible good enough. You need a paper Bible. You need to be reading a paper. I'm trying to get it in your head. I know some of y'all just ready to go. Because you ain't got no time for the things of God anyway. You sleep too much. You rest too much. You only need 5 to 6 to 7 hours of sleep, if that much. That's way too much. I wish I got 7 hours of sleep a day. Man, my hair wouldn't be falling out. Grab somebody by the hand. We ain't done either, with both hands. Not your husband or your wife either, because y'all got plenty of time to pray at home together. Y'all know if you don't pray at home, you ain't going to pray in here. You'll be sitting up there looking at each other crazy. So get away from your wife and your husband. You can't hold somebody's hand. So face sister. You face that sister. You face her. You face that sister. You face her. Y'all got it? You got it. Y'all can break over here because I don't want the Bakers praying together. Find somebody else. Pray with Deacon Henry. Pray with Mr. Moon. Now, what I want you to do, you got about 3 minutes. Start praying over each other life and start speaking life over each other. Ready, go. Right there. And make sure they can hear you too. If they whisper them. Don't bless them. Pray hard over their life. Pray over their life because some of them not in good shape. The person hand that you hold may not be in good shape. They may not be in good shape. Speak over their life. Tell them what God is calling them to do. Let them know the devil is not going to sabotage their life, that he's not going to sabotage the rest of this year, that the weightiest stuff for their life is at the bottom of the barrel. It's at the end of this year. And you've been frustrated about stuff in January and February. But the weightier stuff is at the bottom of your Christmas bag. Ask God to give it to the people. Ask God to regulate their minds. Ask God to break witchcraft spirits off of them from dibbling and dabbling and handling and allowing anybody to handle them and speak over their lives. Let them be freed. Ask the Lord to free them. Free them from the hurt. Free them from the bondage. Free them from the pain. Ask the Lord to help them in their walk, their daily walk. Ask the Lord to bless their marriage and bless them financially. Ask the Lord to rebuke the devourers from over their lives and over their homes. Ask the Lord to come in like a rushing mighty wind and refresh their spirits. Hallelujah, Jesus. Pray out your spirit. Pray out your spirit. Pray out your spirit. If you can speak in tongues, when you're done, speak in tongues and then prophesy over them. Speak well over them. Let them know that the Lord is not finished with them. The Lord is not done with them. The Lord has a plan and a future for their life. And whatever the devil has eaten, whatever the locust and the caterpillar and the canker worm has eaten up, that God is going to allow it to be accelerated, the harvest to be accelerated. If their comeback is going to be a comeback, it's going to be a big comeback in their life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Learn how to pray. Learn how to pray. Learn how to pray over people. You see people coming here with these oppressive spirits on them. Don't let them leave. Corner them somewhere. You 40 years old. You 35 years old. You 50. Don't let them leave out of this place with them spirits up on them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The can-do God is going to do some incredible stuff for you. Hallelujah. You got 30 seconds. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm developing you. I'm conditioning your spirit to go past more than 15 seconds. You can do 3 minutes. You can do 3 minutes. If you can't do 3 minutes, you got a lot of work to do. You got some work to do. Some of y'all got some work to do. This is your homework. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now give the Lord good hand praise all over this place. Give the Lord a good hand praise all over this house. God is trying to shift some stuff in your favor. And it makes me know never mind, because it's your life. You want it. You gotta 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 be a disciplined Christian in this hour. You gotta be focused. Your attention cannot be scattered all over the place. You gotta be focused in this hour. Some of you not gonna listen. That's your business though. You grown. You gotta be disciplined. You gotta be focused in what you're doing in this hour. And the Lord will come through for you. The Lord will do what he promised you. Hallelujah. But Father God, as we leave this place, but not your presence, let your glory, your peace rest upon your people. Let your spirit rest upon your people, God. Even as you're resetting us in time enough that we can reclaim and recapture everything that the enemy has taken from us in this year and then some. And Father God, let them have traveling mercies as they go home. Let them have great rest on this night. Let them wake up refreshed, God, and on fire in their spirits in the morning. Let them wake up ready to slay demons and run devils out of town. And Father God, I ask that you would anoint your people. I ask that you would anoint them. I ask that you would give them fresh oil. I ask that you would give them a fresh anointing, an outpouring of your spirit upon them, God. Let them know that that oil has ran out. What they're talking about is 3 years old, 5 years old, 2 years old. That oil is gone. God, give them a fresh anointing. Give this church a fresh anointing. Give us a fresh move of the Holy Ghost, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we give you all of the praise. We give you all of the glory. Some of us will. We'll give you all of the praise. Some of us will. We'll give you all of the praise. We'll give you all of the glory, God. We thank you for who we are. We thank you for who you are. You are an incredible God doing incredible things. We thank you, God. We praise you, God. We magnify your holy name, God. There is none like you in all the heavens. There's none like you in all of the earth. And God, we lift you on high today, God. We lift you up. We magnify you, Holy Spirit. We magnify you, Holy Spirit. We magnify you, Holy Spirit. Some of us do. We magnify you, Holy Spirit. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Give 5 people a high five and tell them everything gonna be all right. Say, I'm prophesying to you by the Holy Ghost. Everything is gonna be. You didn't say that. I'm prophesying to you by the Holy Ghost that everything is gonna be all right.